What do you love about Saint Joseph? This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Welcome to a solemnity in the midst of Lent. Eat some ice cream, have a party. Today is March 19th. It is the solemnity of St. Joseph, and particularly here in Dearborn County, of course, we're celebrating his feast day with great joy. We'll be having Holy Mass, of course, in honor of St. Joseph, and there's a great miracle that took place in St. Leon when individuals were spared from cholera, and we still thank God for that miracle that happened when the men of that church gathered in the church and begged that the disease spare their wife and children, and it did. Also, during this bicentennial, we celebrate today with feast with all the more joy. And also, I'd just like to encourage you to consider coming to the talk that Father Vince Lampert will be giving in honor of St. Joseph, the terror of demons. St. Joseph has a lot of different titles, ways that we pray for him: St. Joseph the Worker, St. Joseph Husband, St. Joseph Spouse, St. Joseph, Protector of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Divine Child, St. Joseph, Terror of Demons. I love to pray the Rosary. I guess that you do too. I hope that you do. And whenever I meditate upon the mysteries, the joyful mysteries, I'm always thinking about St. Joseph. And me thinking about St. Joseph is just a normal part of my prayer life and my meditation. And I want to encourage you, if you've never been encouraged, to do that when you pray the Rosary, when you meditate upon the Annunciation of the angel Gabriel to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Joseph is a part of that. Joseph was betrothed to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let's not forget also that in Matthew's Gospel, the angel comes to Joseph in a dream. That's also a big part of this story. When we have the Visitation, it's interesting in Christian art, the depiction of Joseph at the Visitation when Mary goes and visits her cousin Elizabeth, who is actually her aunt. And Joseph is often found in the background greeting Zechariah. Clearly, at the nativity of our Lord, Joseph is there on that Christmas night when Jesus is born. We know that Joseph was there protecting the child from Herod when they had to flee out of Bethlehem and make their way to Egypt. And then, of course, those last two joyful mysteries, the presentation in the temple 40 days after our Lord's birth, Joseph and Mary brought him to the temple. And then Joseph, of course, in the last passage, the last mystery when Jesus is found in the temple with great joy, around 12 years old. So I just want you to focus on Joseph today, meditate on Joseph today. I heard a great quote one time that Joseph is a saint not because of the extraordinary things that he did or said. Remember, there's not a quote of him in sacred scripture. Because of the ordinary things that he did with great love. That he really was the saint who did his duty, who did what was asked of him with great love, with great fervor, because he knew that he was serving the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Son of God. Well, the reality is that every single one of us is called to do that. Inside are your spouse, inside your children, inside your coworkers, inside your friends, is Jesus. That's what we believe. So let's pray for that grace today to love like Joseph, to be like Joseph, that we go to Joseph and we find aid and assistance in powerful ways. As you pray your rosary today, reflect on Joseph. I know that it's a Tuesday and I give you permission today to meditate on the joyful mysteries instead of the sorrowful mysteries, and to allow that to be a grace in your life today. God bless you.